If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
The revelation of God brings repentance. Now the warfare continues. Read on down to the 54th verse of Luke 22. It says, And then took they him, Jesus, and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And read the next segment. Now he was just sitting with Jesus at the communion table. And now he's following where? Afar off. Brothers and sisters, that's how the warfare starts. When you stop coming to church regularly, when you stop coming to prayer, it's not quick, it's subtle. It's every now and then. And then in your early days, you didn't make excuses. Oh, my leg hurts. You dragged that leg right into service. But now my leg hurt, I ain't going nowhere. See, you're following afar off. You say, hold it, preacher, hold it. Don't tie the two together. You have to, because that's all you have. The assembling of us together is what shows God we're his people. Every other major religion in the world gathers together without arguing. You let the Pope come. Like the Pope came to Philadelphia. Every Catholic breathing was down there. I was in Rome at the church where, you know, the big shot church there. And I went early in the morning and, you know, I wanted to go in before, you know, the crowds started. And I went and I sat down on the bench. And I was right across from the cathedrals of Peter and Paul. And I'm sitting there and they had these great big statues of Peter and Paul. And I remember thinking, if they were here, first thing they'd do is pull those statues down. And I watched and it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm sitting there looking, and out of the side door, there had to be, I didn't count, but just, you know, from experience, there had to be 500 priests who came out that side door to go in for morning prayers. Where are we? When finally the line began to form and they let us in, so I was about the 12th one in line there, and as we walked in, when you walk in, there's a big marble bowl full of holy water. And everyone walks in, puts their hands in the holy water and crosses themselves. So I walked in, I just bypassed the holy water and went off to the side because I didn't do that, but I watched everybody that walked in cross themselves. We don't do anything. Bible said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We come in with complaints. Child, I'm so sick of this weather. I hope they got the heat turned down today because I'm hot. Boy, I hope they put that air conditioning on. I'm tired of the way things are. I hope so-and-so ain't ushering the day because they just bitter, and I can't tell. I hope Roz sings something different. I hope they don't sing that same song. No, the scripture said come into his gates with thanksgiving. They walk in and cross themselves as a sign of respect. We come in. See, and why? Because we're falling away. We're falling away. We're falling away. The warfare is so subtle, we don't even know we're backsliding. We haven't picked up our Bible all week. Couldn't find it this morning. That's because we haven't picked it up all week. I have a Bible literally in every room that I frequent. So wherever I am, I got a Bible. I keep one in my attaché case. I got three in the trunk of my car. I have three translations in the trunk of my car. So whoever God has me talk to, I have a Bible written in Italian. I've got a Latin Bible because I never know who God is going to have me talk to. A lady worked for an airline, married a guy from Rome. She knew me growing up as a Christian, brought her husband here to church. He came to my office before he went back. I pulled up my Italian Bible, and the Lord saved him while he was reading John 3:16 in Italian. We fall away. We never know when God is going to press us into service, but we're not ready. We're falling away. We don't even praise God like we used to. Like Peter, we're following afar off. We're staying just connected enough so we don't go to hell. But we're not enjoying our life with God just enough so we can say, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't cuss, I don't do none of those bad things I used to do before. But we're really not enjoying Jesus. We're following the Lord from afar. I keep him just in sight, but not enough to be identified. I don't want my friends to know I'm saved. I just want God to know I'm saved. But God will find us. When my children were little, and we would go places, and especially when we went to Disney World, I would tell both Darius and Shanina, they were at different ages, but when they were small, I would say to them, if you ever get separated, don't come and find me. Sit down where you are. I'll find you. Because if you're running around trying to find me, and I'm running around trying to find you, we miss each other. The Lord taught me that. When you feel yourself drifting from God, sit down. Stop doing all that ministry and all that work. Sit down, and God will find you. He's not the one lost. He'll find you. And when he gives you joy again, there's nothing like the joy of preaching, the joy of singing, the joy of teaching, the joy of evangelizing, the joy of deaconing and ushering. When you lose the joy, you're following afar off. It's a duty to you. The Bible says when Jesus knew he was going to the cross, he did so with joy. He had joy knowing he was going to die for us. Brothers and sisters, the devil is a lie, and he's trying to make us follow Jesus from afar. That's where it begins. Then in Matthew 26, 69 through 75, I'll just recite it to you. The Bible says Peter was identified by a little maiden. She says, you were with him. He said, I don't know him. Sometime later, someone else said, nah, you were with him. He said, I don't know him. Somebody else said, nah, brother, we saw you. And aside from that, you got a Galilean speech, an accent. You were with him. Bible said Peter started cussing. He said, all right, if you think I'm knowing him, he went back to his official language. They said, I guess you don't know him, talking like that. You know, you don't know him. And immediately after he did that, the rooster crowed. When he heard that bird, he wept. And here's what he found. No matter what you've done in your regression, God is still standing there. That's why Job said, I don't know where he is, but he knows the way I take. And though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The man was driven towards God. He said, I know my Redeemer liveth. No matter what I'm going through, I know my God is with me. Until you stop the drifting away, it does no good to put the armor on. It does no good to put on a helmet, a breastplate, a girdle and shoes, and take up a sword and shield. What for? If you're falling away. Just doing enough. Just doing enough so I can be named a Christian. The Christian life is like marriage. Once you become married, you sell out to your spouse. You don't let anybody else in. Nobody else gets your emotion. Nobody else gets your love. Nobody else gets your passion. That's why Jesus said, if you look and lust, you've already committed adultery. someone has already severed the relationship. The moment that other person gets in your mind, even when you're with your spouse, you're going to see that other person. And then before long, you're going to be with that other person. The drift doesn't start physically. It starts mentally. It starts sitting in church and contradicting the leader. The drift starts when you find so much fault in a person that you can't respect who they are. The drift starts when you no longer can give God praise because of what someone else does. They just took my praise from me. How? They didn't give it to you. How can they take it? We are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Stop looking for demons to throw your furniture around. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. He does manifest himself physically. But his greatest weapon is here. To make you think that people don't like you who don't even know you live. Let's pray. Father, we're sorry. You told us that if we would come to you and confess our sin, you would be faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So much has happened in our world collectively and then in our lives individually that we are finding ourselves developing a bitter spirit. Someone has wronged us. Someone has spoken ill of us. And we are drifting away. We are following you from afar because our ways are being changed and our authority is being challenged. But you didn't call us to establish our authority. You called us to establish the authority of Christ. And he can never be challenged because you have made him Lord. And you gave him a name which is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every tongue confess. Forgive us, Father, for allowing little foxes to spoil our vine. Forgive us, Father, for giving in to sinful desires of the flesh that are keeping us from walking in fellowship with you. Forgive us for not giving you the best. You've used this message today to open up our eyes and our minds to spiritual truths so that we can grow up in our salvation. And be what you need us to be. Dear Holy Father, cleanse us, wash us, so that we may be whiter than snow. Help us now, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Give him a praise.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3218A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.